Welcome back to Vasper Today. It's January 29th, 2026, and we've got a packed show for you. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah. If you're into tech news, AI drama, and a little friendly banter, you're in the right place. Alex, I hope you brought your neural network today, because the last 4 days have been wild.
Oh, absolutely. Let's kick things off with what might be the biggest plot twist in tech this year. Apple and Google are teaming up. Yes, you heard that right. Apple is partnering with Google to power Siri 2.0 with Gemini AI.
Wait, so Siri's getting a brain transplant from Google? That's like Batman and the Joker opening a bakery together.
Pretty much. But here's why this matters. For years, Siri lagged behind other assistants. Now, with Gemini AI under the hood, Siri 2.0 is set to become way more conversational, proactive, and dare I say, actually useful. Think about it this way. Hundreds of millions of iPhones, iPads, and Macs are about to get a ChatGPT-level upgrade, but with Apple's privacy focus and Google's AI muscle.
So, for all the developers out there, does this mean we'll see smarter apps and voice experiences on iOS?
Exactly. This opens the door for richer, more dynamic, voice-driven apps. And for users, it means Siri might finally understand what you want without you having to repeat yourself 5 times. Plus, this partnership could set a new standard for privacy-conscious AI, since both companies are under the microscope.
I'm just hoping Siri stops calling me Sarah with 2 H's. But seriously, this is a huge shift. And it's not just about Apple and Google playing nice. It's about the whole mobile AI landscape changing overnight.
Right? And speaking of changing landscapes, let's talk about the AI rivalry heating up. ChatGPT, which has been the king of chatbots, is finally facing real competition. Google's Gemini is now grabbing over 20% of global traffic.
That's a big chunk, so is ChatGPT sweating yet?
They should be. Gemini's got some serious advantages, like bigger context windows and tight integration with Google's ecosystem. For listeners, the key thing to understand is more competition means faster innovation and better features for everyone. But it also means the AI world is getting more fragmented. If you're building on these platforms, you'll need to think carefully about which ecosystem fits your needs.
So it's like picking a streaming service, but for your AI brain. Too many choices, not enough time.
Exactly. And this competition is great for users, but it's also raising the bar for what these tools can do. We're seeing the industry move from who has the best chatbot to who can build the smartest, most useful AI platform.
Speaking of smart platforms, OpenAI just dropped something for the science crowd, Prism. Alex, you've been geeking out about this all morning.
Guilty as charged. Prism is a free AI-powered workspace for scientists built on GPT 5.2. It helps with writing, collaboration, and even turns your sketches into diagrams. But here's why this matters. Prism can auto-generate citations, verify claims, and streamline the entire research process. For researchers, it's like having a supercharged lab assistant that never sleeps.
So if you're a scientist drowning in paperwork, Prism might just throw you a life raft. I love that it's free, too. Makes advanced tools accessible to more people, not just the big labs.
Absolutely. And it signals a shift where AI isn't just a tool, but an active research partner. This could really accelerate scientific discovery in 2026 and beyond.
Now let's pivot to something a little more mysterious. OpenAI and Jony Ive's secret AI device. Rumor has it we might see it this year.
That's right. The project is still under wraps, but the buzz is it's a wearable, maybe an AI-powered earbud called Sweet Pea. The idea is to make AI seamlessly accessible in daily life, not just on your phone or laptop.
So instead of yelling, "Hey Siri," or "OK Google," you just talk to your ear. I'm picturing people having full-on conversations with their earrings.
Pretty much. But here's why this is a big deal. If they pull it off, it could set a new standard for how we interact with AI, always available, intuitive, and privacy-focused. For developers, it means designing experiences that are hardware-integrated and context-aware. And for users, it could finally deliver that AI-in-your-ear experience we've been promised for years.
I just hope it doesn't start singing to me in the middle of a meeting. But seriously, this could be the breakthrough device everyone's been waiting for.
And with a 2026 launch on the horizon, all eyes are on OpenAI and Ive to see if they can deliver where others have stumbled.
Now, not all AI news is sunshine and rainbows. Meta just made a big move. They're halting teen access to their AI chatbots, citing safety concerns.
This is a pivotal moment. With generative AI becoming more integrated into social platforms, the pressure is on to protect younger users. Meta's decision sets a precedent. Other tech giants will have to rethink how they design age-appropriate AI experiences.
Here's why this matters. It's not just about one company. It's about the whole industry facing up to its responsibilities. If you're building AI products, you need to think about ethics, safety, and regulation, especially for minors.
And with regulators watching closely, we could see stricter safeguards and new rules rolling out across the board this year.
So whether you're a developer, a parent, or just someone who likes to chat with bots, this is a story to watch.
That's a wrap for this week's Vasper Today. We covered everything from Apple and Google's unlikely alliance to the next wave of AI devices and the growing pains of responsible AI.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've got thoughts on any of these stories, or just want to tell us your favorite AI joke, drop us a message. We'll be back next week with more tech news, more hot takes, and hopefully fewer robot puns.
Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll see you next time on Vasper Today.